You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The final game we're going to focus on also comes from Group D. It's Wales against Serbia. This one Saturday night at 7:45. Wales 6-4, the draw 2-1, and Serbia are 23-10. Tom, we'll start with you here. Two sides that are very different in that Serbia seem to have a lot of talented players that struggle sometimes to come together as a team, whereas Wales have got one superstar and then a lot of fairly moderate players, without being disrespectful to them, who always seem to gel together well. And it may end up being a Gareth Bale show once again, but Wales at 6-4, Serbia 23-10. I'd say the traders have probably got this one just about right.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Joe Allen. He's the one true superstar. He's the one going into this one in loads of form. He's been banging them in for Stoke, playing in this advanced position. I just wonder whether Chris Coleman will do that with him, because he played deeper than it in the Euros and he has done for his country. But I just wonder whether he'll look at that. You know, a good international manager should spot that, as everyone else is, and certainly Mark Hughes has done it, and think, actually, Joe Allen is a threat coming onto things in the penalty area. And that's where their threats lie. I think, obviously, they've got Bale for set pieces, for spectacular long-range shots and everything else, but I think they've got pretty decent midfield, Wales, in terms of getting to the penalty area. And if Joe Allen adds that to his game, and if he starts adding international goals to his game, then he's a big threat. And at 9-2, I like the look of him, because, again, I've mentioned this before, I like looking at squads and saying who's in form. Obviously, Gareth Bale is one to look out for. Sam Vokes as well at 9-4. But I just think at 9-2 any time, Joe Allen is pretty good, because I think he will be allowed to get forward a little bit more. I don't know, I think I got a feeling there were signs that amongst the Welsh camp that, you know, they weren't particularly happy, particularly obviously with the draw at home against Georgia when they scored really on through Gareth Bale. The draw away from home in Austria, which Joe Allen scored in, was a little bit better, but that was kind of a ding-dong match over sort of a crazy 20-25-minute period when all the goals were scored either side of half-time. But I get a feeling that the Welsh will feel they've obviously dropped points in the last couple of matches, and I think it's been difficult for them in some respects to kind of lift themselves again, because this qualification group is harder. There is obviously the one spot that they're all going for, and Serbia themselves, they're doing well, aren't they? That's the thing, you know, the draw against the Republic of Ireland, beating Moldova and Austria, they've scored 8, they've conceded 4. Dusan Tadic is playing well and involved in the goals in almost every single one of their games. You know, he scored, I think, in the last 2 or 3 matches for them. So there's no doubt Serbia are a big threat. And I just get, there's something bugging me about Wales that I wouldn't necessarily say wheels are coming off or anything like that, but I think they're going to find it tougher because teams are going to kind of work them out. It's not as simple as that, but I do think that teams are going to Wales and playing Wales with a different kind of game plan now. It's one thing having the game plan, it's another thing doing it. But I think the Serbia side are all right. I think they're capable of doing it. I think the Welsh might have to settle for a draw here. But again, I like Joe Allen to get amongst the goals. I don't know whether there'll be loads of them, but I can just see a draw in this one. I think Wales are not struggling, but not hitting the heights of the last 12 months.
OK, you mentioned Joe Allen arriving in this game in form. Interesting, we've got 4 enhanced odds offers, and all 4 of them feature players who have been on the score sheet in recent weeks for their clubs. So, Sam Vokes to score Wales to win, 5s from 7-2. Tadic to score Serbia to win, 7s from 5s. Bale to score Wales to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, 5s from 9-2. And Alexander Mitrovic to score and Serbia to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 8s from 7-1. Tricky encounter this, Derek. Which way did you see it going?
Yeah, well, it's a measure of how far Wales have improved in the last 4 years, you'd say, because at the favourites, clear favourites to win this against the nation who in the last qualifying World Cup qualifying campaign pulverised them 6-1 and 3-0, home and away. Absolutely battered them. That's only 4 years ago. And Wales are 6-4 for this game. The reason they've improved that much, of course, is the emergence of Gareth Bale as possibly, well, you know, probably I'd say now the best player in the world. Well, after Messi, of course. He's been sensational. But Wales are priced up here like as though he was Maradona, because I don't think it's any value at 6-4. I mean, the result and the performance against Georgia stunk the place out. They were not much better against Austria. And the Euro seems an awful long way away now. Something you touched upon in there, Tom, is the fact that smaller nations seem to have found Wales out. And OK, the wheels haven't fallen off yet, but yeah, they're definitely loosened. And Serbia, you look down their squad and it's full of talent. You know, there's not one player that you say, yeah, he's the difference like you would with Wales and Gareth Bale. But there's some proven Premier League performers in those ranks. And I think they're a value better here at 23-10. Started the campaign well, better than Wales. And I don't think they've got anything to fear. They can stop Bale. You know, basically you stop Wales. I know Aaron Ramsey's coming back into the side and he's always a threat, but he's been out a while and, you know, you've got to take his fitness on trust. And yeah, Joe Allen has started the season well, but it's Joe Allen. Yeah, I've got to go for Serbia here. I think they're a very big price.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.